toothbrush in your backyard. I'm acting like a tard. I'm getting really close to catch a drowsy Pokemon Run, Pokemon Run, Pokemon Go. I swear he's in your bathroom. Can I go through your bedroom? I'm gonna catch him all today. Catch them Pokemon, put them all away.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey there, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for August 26th, 2016. Today's show is sponsored by Julian. It will be completely Julian's fault if I accidentally get someone to blow something up, or perhaps I say something that makes a person cry. That's all going to be Julian's fault. So thank you, Julian, for sponsoring the show today, and finally taking some responsibility for the things that I say and do. Remember a month ago when I created a poll on the Phone Losers Facebook group, and I asked you guys to tell me what I should ask a bakery to write on a cake, like I've done in shows before. And I want to read a few of the things. I know I've already read them once before on a previous show, but I just want to finish this one up so I can unpin it from the group. It's been up on top forever. And I can stick this in my show notes and start doing some cake calls soon. Hopefully one of these days. I don't know. Or probably after Ding Timber, since that's going to eat up the whole month of September. Anyway, what should I ask bakeries to write on cakes? The number one answer is, happy 8th birthday, you little slut. But of course I've already done that one. But maybe I'll try that one again. That one had 134 votes. Number two is, sorry for the stairs incident. Pregnancies freak me out. That had 57 votes from people who think abortions are hilarious. You all should be ashamed of yourselves. Number three with 52 votes is, hey Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching. You know, it's a really long memo that we read to the bakeries and they start whining about not having enough space on the cake. Number four is, sorry to hear you're a diabetic. Get it, because it's on a cake. Help, I'm trapped in a bakery. Congrats on being accepted into ISIS. Happy 4th birthday to the biggest asshole I know. This cake was decorated by a douche canoe. Attention Walmart cashier, this cake is free. Do not charge the customer for this cake. Signed, the management. I came up with that one, but I guess nobody likes it because it only has 13 votes. Whatever, jerks. Hello, I'm Roy, your new neighbor, and I'm a registered sex offender. One says, Bob Murphy, happy birthday, you're adopted. I gave you herpes, sorry. I murdered JonBenet Ramsey. I'm stuck in an underground tunnel below your house. Can you hear me knocking? Have them make a glory hole cake and then get them to carve out the middle and use duct tape as padding around the hole. I'm leaving you for your sister. I had to put your bunny down. Happy birthday, though. Thanks for putting all that lotion in the basket. I will release you soon, I promise. Enjoy the filling. I creamed it myself. I want a divorce. You think Pokemon Go is more important than your wife, jerk? I don't know why I'm reading these now, by the way. I could just do a show where I actually, you know, call the bakeries and have them do these things. So, you know what? This is kind of pointless. What the fuck am I doing? I'm not going to finish this list because there's a bunch of them and they all have like 1 and 2 votes. Here, I'll just read one that I like from the very end of the list. It says, I will serve you, dog. Your partner, Randy. And then it says, or I'll put the pistol to you. Yay for obscure references. Anyway, I'm going to shut the fuck up and we're going to do a show. Today was a live show. I did it earlier today. And it was a fun show. I confused people. I angered people. I made people experience all kinds of emotions that they normally wouldn't have experienced today. So, mission accomplished, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. Alright, I was going to go out and go to 7-Eleven and get a Pepsi, but everyone's turning on sunshine, and I don't want to cause any trouble, so I guess I'll just start now. But I might need to leave in the middle of the show and go get some caffeine. Not had caffeine today. Forgotten about that until Sunshine reminded me. Yeah, Slurpee. Hijinx says I should get a Slurpee. You guys, I'll be right back. I'll be back in 20 minutes. Just Just give me 20 minutes. It's just up the road.
So I'm just going to say a bunch of weird stuff till I come in.
Okay, never mind. I can wait, I guess. Anyway, today I'm doing a show where, once again, I'm calling tech support people, tech support customers, because one of my listeners was nice and sent me a giant list of tech support customers.
Hello?
Hi, Wendy?
Yes.
Hey, Wendy, it's John from the internet. I understand you were having some problems wanting to change your information on your bank account.
Oh, my credit card information.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh, no, we didn't get the information yet. It didn't come through. Did someone call you already?
Well, I gave it to a woman. I was talking to a woman, and I gave her all my credit card information.
Oh, my goodness. I hope that wasn't
and
a scammer.
She said, no, this is... Well, I called. I made the call.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Which company is this?
Totally safe, then. This is...
Oh, no, it wasn't for my internet. It was for my long distance.
Right. Well, same thing. It's internet long distance. Dur.
I gave the information. I called back, and I spoke with someone, and I gave her my information.
Okay, we're going to need it all again. It's not even here in
the
computer.
Weird.
The weirdest thing. I don't know. It must have been a crash or something.
You know what? I think I'll call back and give my information then.
Ah, damn it. I can't scam your credit card number out of you now. Ah, you messed it up. You thwarted me. You thwarted my efforts.
I wasn't getting a call back, so I said, I've got to do this because the due date is coming up. So I phoned back again, and I spoke with someone, and I gave her my credit card information, and she said, okay, it's all taken care of. In fact, she manually paid my present bill.
Did she sound like a Nigerian scammer?
No.
Oh, shit. Because we don't let women work here. We don't let women handle the credit cards because we don't trust women to do things like that. They might mess it up.
Who is this?
They'll get it confused with their KitchenAid mixer or something, and they'll probably be on their period, and next thing you know, it's like I'm saying right now, it's not in the computer, and we're not sure why. Hello, ma'am?
Hi.
Did you hang up? That is like the third time I've tried to get someone's credit card number with these internet people, and never seems to work for some reason. I'd make a horrible scammer. Let's see. Azabel. Didn't I talk to an Azabel? Zapruder says, I'd be a great scammer. I just need to believe in myself. Thanks, Zapruder, for the encouraging words.
Hello?
Hi, Patty?
Hi. Yes?
Hey there. This is John from the internet. You called here to say you needed to cancel. I'll be right back. Hold on. I have to go pee. Just a minute. I really have to go. I have to urinate. So sorry. Can you just hold on while I just, you know, I was getting ready to make this call, and all of a sudden, I don't know, I think it's an emergency. Are you still there, Patty? All right, so I was reading her thing as she answered. A customer called to cancel her father-in-law's credit card as he is passing away. Like he hasn't passed away, he is in the process of passing away, so... she laughed and hung up on me, so I think all went well with that call. I did not make her cry. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Carla?
Yeah?
It's Roy from the internet. You called and said you didn't have any internet a few days ago. Are you still having that problem?
Okay, so it is working now, and I sent a text back saying that it was working.
Oh, we didn't get your text. Are your texts broken?
Are they broken?
I don't know. We didn't get your text. But anyway, your internet's working now?
Yes. If you didn't get my text, then how come the installer didn't show up?
I don't know. Who knows? Things are a mess over here. Anyway, it says here on your account you were identified as a Trump supporter, and there's a per new usage policy we had to disconnect you because of your racism. So apparently you were just...
What are you talking about?
Well, apparently you were on the internet saying racist things, and we have a policy against that. We're a family company, and she hung up. That's all... I think that was Milkbrain's fault. He told me to say that. Mrs. Chambers. So weird when they don't have a first name on these. DSL is not working. Same thing as before. I think she was talking about Trump being a racist.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Chambers.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the internet. You called and said your DSL wasn't working.
Yeah, but I'm on my way to work right now. I don't have time to do troubleshooting.
Okay, well, I don't want to troubleshoot with you. I just want to let you know we had to turn it off because you were being racist on your internet.
I was being who?
You were being racist on your internet. So we can't have racism on our internets. This is a family.
How was I being racist?
I don't know. You were saying racist things, so we had to disconnect your internet.
I can't even say nothing on my... How can I say anything on my TV? What do you mean?
Well, you know, when you do the interactive television program stuff, I don't know, and it picks up. There's a microphone in your TV. So if you're being racist in your home, we're going to disconnect everything.
So why y'all making me pay for it if y'all disconnected it?
Well, just stop being racist, and it won't be a problem then.
Wasn't nobody being fucking racist. Why is y'all charging me for some shit?
Oh, listen to you. You're cursing at me and everything. I can tell you're a really hateful person.
But you're talking about somebody being racist.
Well, just,
somebody being fucking racist.
Look, it'll start working again. Just stop being racist.
You've been paying all that time, and that's why I have the internet off.
Ma'am, can you hear me, Mrs. Chambers?
That's why the internet off.
Ma'am, oh no, I didn't get to give her $37 swearing fee. Thanks for that, Caitlin.
Hello.
Hey, I'm gonna put a $37 swearing fee on your bill because you swore at me.
Man, fuck you.
There another one. She hung up again.
Hello?
Oh, I'm charging you 3 swearing fees now. I've been swore at 3 times. So your next bill is going to be an extra $106.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I'm listening to the racist.
Why have I been being charged for my bill and my internet been off all the time?
Well, no, I'm putting extra charges on the bill right now because I was being cursed at. And this
okay,
is
what do I got to do?
Well, okay. I give up. They hung up again. Oh, Mr. Krabs wanted me to do a turd winder fee. next time. You know, I haven't told anyone that we have a strict no motherfucker policy, and they need to stop being a motherfucker. I really need to do that. A tree fell and her service is out. That's what it says. Sounds like an insurance scam.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
She's not available, Master's calling.
Well, this is Roy from the internet. She called and said that her internet was out because a tree fell.
Mm-hmm.
And did you guys get that working again yet?
They fixed it yesterday.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we were talking to the insurance company, and they say they suspect that this is some sort of insurance fraud. Like you guys knocked the tree over on purpose, just to try and
No. It was a storm. It wasn't even our tree to be a day. It was my neighbor's tree that fell over in our yard.
Yeah, but they said you went over to the neighbor's yard and like chopped it down yourself just so you could get money from your neighbors.
No, we ain't chopped no tree down. How we gonna chop a tree down though? It was windy that night. That shit happened at 4 o'clock in the morning. Excuse my language.
Yeah, I know.
But it happened at 4 o'clock in the morning. We were asleep when that tree fell.
Yeah, well, that's something that an insurance fraudster would say to try and, you know, cover their story, make it sound realistic. I don't know. You really shouldn't be doing insurance fraud like that.
Who?
You! Stop being an insurance fraudster.
Who doing insurance fraud? Don't call me with doing no insurance fraud. I don't even know how to chop down the tree.
No, we actually, the insurance company told us all about it. They said you were out there at 4 in the morning chopping down a tree and a neighbor saw you.
Man, ain't no neighbor saw me. What neighbor said we chopped down the tree? Tell me the neighbor that said we chopped down the tree.
Well, anyway, we fixed your internet for free, but since you're doing insurance fraud, I'm going to put a turd winder fee on your account.
No, you're not going to put nothing on my account because we didn't chop no tree down. How are we going to get up that high to chop a tree down?
Well, prove that you didn't do it. I don't know. Maybe you have a ladder.
I'm going to prove that I didn't chop no tree down. I wasn't even outside.
How are you going to prove that you didn't?
I was asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning.
How are you going to prove that you didn't do it?
Yeah, how are they going to say, okay, give me this insurance company number?
Well, anyway, I'm going to put a $70 turd winder fee on your...
Oh, well, y'all can turn your internet off. Y'all can turn it off. Turn it on, no, because I'm not going to pay no $70. Turn it right on,
no. Well, no, it's just because you're a turd winder, so I'm going to charge a turd winder fee. The chat room is pointing out her double negatives, which is basically a confession. I eat glue, says she needs to calm her biscuits. Let's call Patrice. She's French, but I don't know. Let's just call her anyway. She has an internet issue.
Hey, on a envoyé ton appel à notre système de messagerie vocale.
Céline Pacaboulabinda.
N'est pas disponible pour l'instant. Lorsque tu entends le beep, enregistre ton message.
I'm turned on now. All right, next is Vanessa. She's not able to place calls. So I'm going to be like, well, how'd you call us then? How'd you do it?
You have reached the voicemail box of 56.
Matt's in the chat room says that's actual Paris talk. Good point. Mont Sandwich wants me to say that there's a squirrel stuck in her phone line.
Hello, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Yes, who's this, please?
Oh, you sound like a voicemail or something. This is John from the internet. We got a call from you saying you're not able to receive calls.
Oh, yes. Ball phone is out of service.
Your home phone's out of service?
Yes, the wall phones are out of service.
We
can call, I think. We're thinking of canceling that deal for the time.
Oh, you better not. If you try and cancel, I'm going to put a cancellation fee on your account, and then it'll cost more that way. So you better not cancel.
Wait a minute now. What do you mean you're going to put a cancellation fee on?
I'm going to put like 3 cancellation fees. So please don't cancel. We'll get it fixed. Here, let me check in your area and see if there's any problems. Oh, I see. Here it is. Okay. It looks like there is a squirrel stuck inside the phone lines near your house.
What?
There's a squirrel that's stuck inside the phone lines.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know where that could be. I mean, we come in underground, of course, but...
Yeah, our sensors are showing it. No, he's actually stuck in the wire, like inside the phone line. Like he jumped
on
the...
I'm on the road right now. Hey, I'm on the road right now.
I don't care.
It'll be about an hour. Maybe you can give us a call when I get back there, okay?
Okay. Well, do you have a lot of squirrels around your house? Is that the problem?
Well, just naturally, you know, there's a wooded area not far from the house.
Mm-hmm.
There might be, but it comes in directly from the street, you know, on the telephone directory, and I can't imagine that he got in there because there's a terminal box on the outside of the building, and the conduit that goes down to underground can't be more than 3/4 or 1 inch conduit coming up and the cable.
Well, I'm talking about just the wire. Just the wire. He crawled into the wire. You know, like he's in with little copper stuff. He rode the electron stream right into the wires. He's in there.
That's
stuck.
That's a hard thing to figure.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll be about an hour and a half before we get home.
Hey, you know how when a snake eats a mouse and there's a big lump in the snake in the middle? That's like what your phone wires look like right now, but it's squirrel-shaped instead of mouse-shaped.
Well, okay.
It's very
that's a new one for me. Yeah. I can't imagine it at all. So,
very cartoony-looking. I'm also going to have it's very cartoony looking. I'm going to have to I'm going to put an extra fee on your account. We call it the old people fee because you're so old.
No, wait a minute. My wife is quite a bit younger.
Oh,
where are you getting all this kind of stuff? I never heard of this.
Well, I was just trying to think of different fees we could put on the account to make up for, like if you cancel.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. My wife wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you today?
No, I'm not happy with...
Your husband was... Your husband was telling me how much younger you are than him. How old are you?
What's that got to do with the damn phone service?
Well, he brought it up. I was just wondering, like, is it really young? Like, was it illegal when he married you? Or is he like a sugar daddy? Darn it. Stephanie hung up on me. Okay, let's... She wanted to talk. I need to call her back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Let's call Amberly, just because that's a weird name. <laughs> 1738 wants me to say that the internet is leaking.
Hello?
Hi, Amberly?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from the internet. You called and said your internet's not working. It's been a week.
Yes, but they fixed it yesterday or the day before.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
What happened? Was there a leak?
No.
Oh, what was the problem?
It was when they upgraded it, they didn't send a new modem, and they should have.
Oh, what a bunch of dummies. Okay, so they wrote on here on the report that you were trying to offer sex to get your bill lowered when the technicians came over.
What? And there were no technicians.
Oh.
They never came. They never sent anyone.
They never came?
No. They ended up mailing me a new modem.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that doesn't work then. That's good to hear. Nobody came over to install it? Like, how'd you install it, since you're a woman?
What?
Like, how'd you get it working? Like, did you have, like, a male friend come over and hook it up?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the internet provider.
What?
You heard me. I was just wondering, how'd you get it going? Like, if you didn't have a technician there to... God, Gloria, your idea just completely fucked up my call. Thanks a lot for that. Damn it. Damn it. It's all Gloria's fault. MinMax wants me to accuse them of trying to steal the technician's kidneys and selling them on the black market. Alex... Customer did not want to provide his last name. He said it was too long to spell. Customer wants to place a new order for two wireless headsets that just died. Customer also wants to merge his accounts.
This is Miriam.
Hi, is Alex there?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
This is Roy from the internet.
I'm sorry?
This is Roy from the internet.
And can I ask you what is this regarding?
He wanted to place an order for wireless headsets and merge his accounts.
Give me one second.
With the internet. All right, hurry up.
Okay, sure.
Hurry the fuck up.
Thanks for holding. This is Alex.
Hey, Alex. This is Roy from the internet. I was just calling about you wanting to merge your accounts.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, I was... Just got out of lunch. All right.
It's okay. What'd you have for lunch?
It was Indian, so it was pretty good.
Oh, I see. Racist.
Yeah. All right, so what are we doing? This is the...
Yep, it is. So you wanted to order some wireless headsets?
Yes. Not the headset. The actual, it's a wireless phone.
Itself. Oh, the phone.
Yeah, the phone.
I see. Let me see if those are available.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, has your internet been turned off? Because I'm showing here it says they shut off your internet.
No, it's actually on. Since I'm talking on the phone with you, it is on.
Oh, are you at home right now? Or is this your business internet?
This is the business, yeah.
I see. Because they're showing there's a lot of... someone's watching a lot of pornography from your internet connection. So it looks like they just shut it off today. Is it still working?
Yeah, because I am on that network.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to... you're going to have to find someone else, because someone's using a lot... They're using our internet services to look at pornography. And that's against the terms of service.
Okay.
Well, it's not funny. It's pornography. It ruins lives, you know? All right.
This is all right.
This is a family company.
Okay.
So you can't do that. So you're going to lose your internet.
I don't understand how this has to do anything with Comcast.
Well, you know, we watch all of your internet stuff, and you know, we can see through your internet lines because our phone stuff's hooked up to your internet. So we're going to we're going to tell Comcast on you. We're going to tattle. We're going to be like, "Hey Comcast, sure. He's looking at porn."
Okay.
And they're probably going to call you up
that's
and
a various serious accusation, but all right. So okay. The only thing we wanted to do from this company is to order phones.
Well, it's not an accusation, it's a fact, because we see it on your internet logs. We watch all of your internet traffic through our equipment.
Okay.
And also, it looks like...
I don't know what to tell you, because the internet is being used for the business.
What kind of business is it?
So maybe there's somebody... We have guest network, so we have a lot of people coming in and actually using our Wi-Fi.
Oh, that sounds like something porn addict would say. It's probably you, because I noticed you're not too surprised about it. Seems like you're not surprised at all.
No, I'm actually surprised about it.
You don't sound surprised. sounds like
it's a weird conversation.
You sound more like you sound more guilty than surprised.
Actually, no.
I don't know. I think you're a bad actor, is what I'm saying.
That's a weird conversation we're having.
Which computer are you on? Because I show this one. It's racked up about 1,000 hours of porn, and it's mostly furry stuff, which is weird and gross. 80 terabytes of porn.
No way.
So look. I have some voice stress analyzer things hooked up to the phone, kind of like a lie detector, and the computer just showed that you got really aroused when I mentioned that type of porn.
Let me put you on the speakerphone. Hold on.
No, nope. Don't do it.
Yeah.
No. Don't
yes,
do it.
I will.
Don't do it.
This guy from is calling. He's saying we have like 50 terabytes of porn. And he's telling me that I am guilty of it. Are you on the line?
Yes, sir. I was just trying to set up this order for your phone handsets. I'm not sure what you're talking about with the porn.
Okay.
Sir, hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this Alex still? So you wanted to place an order for two headsets?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that.
So what about this weird conversation you were just having with me?
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to do my job here. We don't need to kid around or anything. Do you want me to just ship these?
Sure.
We can send these through UPS or US mail if you'd prefer.
Yeah, family company.
I'm sorry, what?
Look up everything.
Sir, are you there? Hello?
Hi there, yes, sir. This is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha.
Can we talk to supervisor?
Supervisor, I don't understand why. I don't know what that guy's talking about. I'm just trying to order. He wants to place an order for some wireless headsets.
Sir, I'm sorry. I know my employees, and they don't lie to me and make up things like this. So I'm going to need to speak to your supervisor.
Okay,
well, I hope this phone call has not been recorded for your sake, but this is crazy.
What do you mean about recorded? I haven't been saying anything weird. I've just been trying to place this order for two wireless headsets, and he wants to merge his account. And I can do that and everything, but it seems like he just wants to joke around or something. I don't know what's going on.
Are you going to let me speak to your supervisor or not?
Is that him yelling in the background? I don't understand what's going on.
Can I speak to your supervisor or not? It's a very simple question.
I thought that he yelled, "Bring it on." Well, hey, Sasha.
No,
Sasha.
He didn't say that.
Is it Sasha?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you don't need to be a bitch or anything. Okay? Because I'm just.
Did you just call me a bitch? I need to speak to your supervisor right now. We're going to call on the other line. What was your name again?
My name is Roy Gerbel. No, look,
yes,
we're
right.
Look, it's not a big deal.
No, excuse me. You can either, I am the customer, I pay you guys, you can either transfer me to your supervisor right now, or we already have another assistant calling on the other line to speak to a supervisor. So it's your choice.
It sounds like you don't need me to transfer you then. But look,
I just need to let you know, if you're going to be a bitch, we're allowed to call you a bitch. It's not a big deal. It's not my fault you're being a bitch. You don't even need to blame me for that.
Are we being punked? Is this like a phone tap, Elvis Duran in the Y100?
No, I'm calling from ma'am.
You are literally, I've been calling you sir this entire time.
Yeah.
I asked you, could I see your supervisor,
but,
sir?
But you had an attitude.
Called me a bitch.
You had an
for
attitude, though.
To your supervisor.
That is
literally insane. That is one of the worst customer service I have ever seen. Just because I asked to speak to a supervisor, all of a sudden I'm a bitch?
No, it's because of your bitchy attitude.
Misogynistic thing to say to a woman. I am sorry.
Right, don't get your panties in a bunch.
Right now.
Well, don't get your panties in a bunch, ma'am. Okay, so did you want to merge your accounts then? Because I can go ahead and do that. I have the account numbers. Did you still want to merge the accounts?
Yes, Roy. I'd love to merge the accounts. On. How much is that merger going to cost me?
Well, I'm putting an extra fee on your account right now. It's a stupid bitch fee, and that's going to be $73 on your next bill.
Great. What was that fee again?
It's a stupid bitch fee. Did I say it loud enough for your recording?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay,
you're welcome
for that. Make sure you post it on social media and try and get me in trouble, like a tattletale.
I you can't be from calling from.
There's no way.
There's just no way.
Then why are you recording? Why are you recording this then?
Because you're being so rude.
Well, you're the one that's being a bitch. Like, your attitude and everything, trying to pretend that you can call me sir and not be a bitch still.
All I said, we can record the conversation again, or I don't know if it was recorded, but I repeated to you, sir, I would like to speak to your supervisor. That was the only thing I said.
Yeah, but listen to yourself. It sounds like you just like
Alex.
To order people around all day. You sound like you're a nightmare to work for. Alex probably hates you.
Keep going. I love it. I love it. Please keep going.
You can stop with
the
passive aggressive shit, okay? I'm putting a passive aggressive fee on your account.
Not even typing. I don't know who you are. I mean, if you don't like us, if you don't like me personally, please leave my employees alone at work.
Shut up. I'm going to add a $39 MyDoll fee for you.
Perfect. Awesome. Please. I have my period right now, so that's going to really be awesome.
Sexual harassment in the workplace fee.
Yes, please.
Making Alex listen to you talk about your period fee.
Sure.
Aggressive on your period fee. Okay, she's actually gone. She hung up. I should have acted like Alex was crazy the whole time. That was kind of funny at first. But no, I had to fuck it up. Start saying crazy shit. Alright, who's next? Oh, here we go. A family healthcare center. Mr. Simpson. Commercial... fax line, credit card line not working. Holy crap, you guys. This internet company sounds like garbage. And tell them I think faxing is stupid. What are they doing?
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Simpson?
Yes, it is.
Hey there, this is Greg from the internet. You called about your fax line not working?
Yeah.
And did they get that going yet?
No.
I know why they didn't. It's because our phone lines, we don't like to accept faxes over the phone lines. It takes up too much bandwidth. Faxing...
Well, we had our own fax machine. It didn't have anything to do with the phone line. It was working for a year before they did something to it and they couldn't get it back working again.
Yeah, well, we just don't want people faxing because guess what? It's 2016. Who the hell faxes anymore?
Well, we're a medical clinic, you know. We have to do that stuff for it.
Yeah, well, buy a computer. Maybe you should buy...
Wait a minute. Who are you?
This is Greg from. Maybe you guys.
I want you to tell me what I need to do with my business.
Okay,
the way we want to do it.
I'm not telling you what you need to do.
You're telling me a damn thing.
Okay, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying maybe your business should buy a computer. Maybe that's what you need to
do. Well, we have five computers, and it's a. I don't think I'm gonna. I don't think I'm gonna use your service anymore behind this conversation. I don't like you, man.
Well, you can't anyway, because you know it's not 1992 anymore. Who the hell faxes anymore?
Okay, well we're gonna get rid of you.
Well, good.
I'm tired of talking. Who are your supervisor? Well, who are your boss?
Why don't you get rid of your fax machine?
Who are your boss?
Get rid of your fax machine too.
No, who are your boss?
Who are my boss? My boss are. His name is Chad Williamson.
I call headquarters in North Carolina. I get you fixed real quick.
Oh, you get me
Thank
fixed.
You.
I'd like
Bye.
To see you try, motherfucker.
Go. Thank you.
I think the phone might be in his pocket or something. He's yelling about me. He was pissed. This is a very unprofessional conversation. Hello, Mr. Simpson? Yep, we're going to have to add an idle standby fee on this guy's account. Thanks, Duck Hunt Pro. Oh, Jesus. Maybe I should just leave this running while I go to the store to get a Pepsi? Well, this sucks. I can hear him talking, but I can't understand a thing he's saying, so I'm just going to hang up. That was pretty awesome. He got pissed. Mrs. Phillip. That's who we're going to call, Mrs. Phillip. Customer said, extension something is not working. Oh, customer stated that she was already contacted, and the problem's been resolved. So it's time to tell him that, what was it? Hello? Mrs. Phillip?
Can I help you?
Hey there, this is Roy from the internet. I understand your extensions weren't working or something. Your internet... Your phones, I mean.
I think it's
What?
No, I think you called the right number.
No, is this Mrs. Phillip?
This is.
It says right here, your internet wasn't working, and then someone came over and fixed it, the problem's resolved. Did you have a technician come over?
No, who are you? Who are you guys?
I'm with...
Oh, no, we did not have a technician come over.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. All right. So you have a phone number.
We need a port...
Huh, what? I'm sorry.
We need a port open...
Yeah,
but we got to talk to our internet provider.
I see,
and then we'll call you guys back.
Well, okay, but you have a phone number through us, right?
Uh huh.
Okay, I just needed to call and let you know that we're going to be giving you a new phone number because we need that phone number.
What do you mean you're going to be giving me a new phone because you need that phone? That's my phone number that I transferred from my local phone company.
I know, but it looks like so. There's a celebrity that's local here, and. He wants your phone number because it spells his name, apparently, or spells one of his catchphrases, I guess.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's not going to happen.
Oh,
I've
no,
had
no, it's...
I've been for 14 years.
Put the transfer order through right now, and just now.
No,
and,
no. That's not going to go. That's not going to happen.
No,
that's not going to happen. You can have a manager call me back, and you have a lovely day.
It's already happening, stupid.
It's not... Did you just call me stupid?
Oh, I thought you hung up. I'm sorry.
Okay. You know what? Have a manager call me back. Have a lovely day.
No. God
you know
damn
what?
It, motherfucker.
No, let me speak.
What? Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. This is the manager here.
I can barely hear you. Oh, my God. Who's your phone service provider?
Sir?
It's awful. I can't understand you. Take it off speaker.
Sir, may I ask who's calling?
This is Roy from...
Okay, if you're calling from... How could you tell me that my phone service provider is horrible when you are my phone service provider? Oh. So with that being said, sir, this is the manager. I was listening in on the call. Can you please let me speak to your manager,
Oh, my
please?
God. You're nosy, aren't you? Are you always listening to your employees' phone calls?
Can I have your name?
That's fucked up, man. You're basically like a communist.
You're so funny. Go scam somebody else, asshole.
Okay, I will. She laughed at me. That was awesome. I love how many businesses we're getting today. It's weird. Philip. Let's call Philip. The internet's down. That's all it says. The internet's down.
Hello.
Hi, Philip.
Yes.
It's Roy from the internet. I hear your internet's down.
Yes, it's still down.
Oh, you can stop yelling at me. I don't need to be abused. I'm calling to try and help.
So. I'm not yelling at you.
Oh, hey, there you go with the yelling again. Please stop, okay? So,
I'm not yelling.
When did it go down?
3 days ago.
Come on. You don't have to yell your answers at me. Jesus.
I'm not yelling.
3 days ago, so like on Tuesday?
Yes.
How would you like it if I yelled yes at you like that?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. You just keep yelling at me.
Sir.
It's not nice.
I'm not yelling, sir.
He yelled?
I'm not yelling.
Okay.
I haven't yelled since this conversation started.
Just let me do the talking, because you're just screaming at me. I can't handle this kind of abuse. I'm very emotional today.
Do you have a supervisor? I don't know why you supervise. Emotional at me, I'm not even yelling.
Oh my
I'm
God,
talking to you in a normal, calm voice.
You're going to make me cry, all right? I'm starting to shake, because you're yelling at me so much. I'm just trying to do my job. I just want to fix your internet, okay?
Okay.
I'm shaking. I'm shaking. I never shake. And because of you, I'm shaking. I've got to drink a Pepsi and calm down. Jeez. Triggered me. So what's wrong with the internet?
It's not up. It's not right. I don't know what to tell you, but this is. It's not sending out.
You know what? You know what? Fuck you. If you're going to yell at me, fuck you. You know, I don't care if I lose this job at this point.
Sir, can I speak to your supervisor? Because I have not yelled at you, and you just cussed at me. I have not yelled at you. I'm not even yelling. I don't know if your headphones are up too high, or whatever this case may be, but I am not yelling at you.
All right, okay, stop yelling. Stop yelling.
I have no reason to yell.
Please.
I'm not yelling at you.
Please.
I am not yelling.
I'll get a supervisor. Just please stop yelling, sir. Let me get the supervisor. Hello, this is the supervisor. Can I help you? Hello, Philip? I don't know. I can't do a prank call if I get yelled at like that. It makes me nervous. Emma. Emma says her telephone cable is cut and she has no service.
Hello?
Hello, Emma?
Oui?
Is this Emma?
Who's speaking?
I'm calling. I'm an internet technician for the company. I'm trying to fix your internet, your telephone.
Okay.
I'm under your house right now in a tunnel.
Are you are in my house?
I'm underneath your house. I'm under the basement.
Oh, I understand.
Huh? What?
I understand. But okay. I am not in the house.
Oh, you're not? Where are you at?
So, I am not near.
Where are you at? What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing? Where are you at?
No, I cannot come.
No, I'm not asking you to. Are you at home right now? I'm banging on the ceiling with a broom. Can you hear me?
I hear you, but I am not home.
Oh, you're not home. Where are you at?
I am out.
What are you out doing?
What?
Anyway, underneath your house, there's a large tunnel, a large cave, and a bunch of tunnels, and stairs, and columns, and stuff. I found a secret room underneath your house.
Okay.
But that's pretty cool, right? Because, you know, more square footage.
What?
More square footage for you, because there's a bunch of space down here.
Yeah, but I didn't know if you're coming.
Yeah, well, I guess it's all yours. I just want to find out, do you think me and you can split the gold that I found down here in the cave?
I couldn't.
What?
I don't understand what you... I found
golden doubloons from 1592. And it's worth a lot of money. Millions and millions of dollars. Probably billions. Can we split it?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I found a bunch of money under your house. Gold doubloons. It's a treasure. Treasure chest. One-eyed Willie.
You find a treasure on my house?
We're rich. We're rich beyond our wildest dreams.
Okay, I prefer you speak French, but I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't speak French. I'm an American. This is America.
Mm. Okay, but you said you find a treasure in my house?
Yep, millions of millions of doubloons. Golden.
Oh, what house?
Your house, underneath your house.
I am in Montreal. What are you talking about?
But here's the problem. The gold is guarded by a skeleton, and we have to do some puzzles to get to the gold. It's going to be an adventure.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I know. That's what makes this prank not funny. It's basically just a one-sided prank call. That's why I always skip the foreign names. It's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. It's not that I'm racist. It just doesn't work that well.
Who are you? I don't understand.
I'm calling from the internet. I'm fixing your internet.
Okay, you call from the internet, mm-hmm. but you astronaut. Then me, I am.
I'm not an astronaut.
Yeah, but you said to me you find treasure in my tell me your name. Give me your name because I am on the office Canadian.
My name is Roy.
The Canadian office.
I was going to share the gold with you, but since you can't understand
I
me...
Hey,
don't interrupt. Shut up.
I will call the police.
Why would you call the police on me?
To help, what are you talking about?
I'm just trying to fix your internet.
Okay, you speak to me in internet, but internet is what?
All right.
The government have to know that.
I'm going to hang up now, and I'm going to take this gold to the bank and deposit it into my account.
Okay, give me your phone number.
I refuse. I'm not going to do it.
Give me your phone number.
I won't do it. No.
Oh, okay. You're on the food.
No, I'm not going to do it.
You do a bad thing. Give me your phone number.
I didn't do a bad thing. You did a bad thing. You're the bad person.
You call me for what?
To fix your internet. Okay, I have to go now. I have to go. I'm hanging up.
Okay.
I have to go to the bank.
I don't understand why. Okay, I will tell the government that...
I'm gonna go to the bank, deposit this money, and start my new life. I'm gonna quit my job.
I will call the government to say about that because I earn many money from the government. I have to pay him. I have to tell him what you tell me.
I have more money than the government.
It's very important for me to advise that to me. I am very happy for that.
I'm just trying to fix your internet, man. That's all. I'm just trying to fix your internet.
Give me your phone. Okay, but give me your call, your address.
No, I won't do it.
I can call you back.
No.
I can call you back.
No. No.
Oh, crazy people. Give me your phone number.
I won't do it. You give me your phone number.
I give you my phone number?
Yeah, what is it? Give it to me.
When?
Give me your phone number.
When I give you?
Give me that phone number.
What is your name?
What?
Yeah. What is your name?
Roy.
Lloyd? Your name Doyce?
Lloyd.
Voice? What is your name?
Roy.
Okay, give me your phone number now.
No.
Why?
Because I'm not giving you any gold. It's all my gold. I'm going to the bank now. Okay. I have to hang up. I'm going to the bank.
Listen to me.
What?
If you're serious, you call me to see me, and I have to call you back. Give me your name and your phone number.
Let's see here.
I can call you back.
No, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm hanging up.
Why?
Because
I don't do nothing bad to you.
No, I know. Okay, look, I gotta go. I'm gonna go fix your internet and your telephone now. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta fix things.
You want to fix my internet?
Yeah. I have to figure out how to get out of this hole, though. So I gotta go. Gotta go. Hanging up. Here it goes. Hanging up the phone. All right, that was exhausting. See why I don't call weird names? I'm just, like, tired now. I just want to quit. All right, Glenn was at work and not able to troubleshoot. Advise her that I may not be available and advise her to call technical support when she is available. Gave technical support's telephone number. Wow, that's complicated. And their internet's down. How am I going to be an astronaut, Katie? That's... what?
Hello.
Hello, Glenn?
Yes.
Hey, Glenn, it's Roy from the internet. We got a report that your internet was down.
Yes.
And did they get that working yet?
I'm not sure. I have not been to the house. There's somebody, my brother's actually there.
What a pain in the ass.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can give you a number to call over there and check.
Is it the 3342 number?
Yeah,
4 5 blah, 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 blah. Don't say it. Jesus, come on, we're on the air. I need to know, so you have a phone number with us, right? You have phone service through us?
No.
Ah, fuck. Let me look at my list. That one doesn't work. Thank you, Gloria. We're going to be putting extra fees on your account. Mr. Krabs says it's going to be a fart knocker fee.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
What was that? You kind of trailed off.
Hold on. My Bluetooth's not working well. Let me switch.
Ah, your Bluetooth. Got to get that Bluetooth working.
Okay, let's try this.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. So I'm calling from space. And I'm on the International Space Station. So I'm actually calling you from outer space.
Okay.
So is what we've been doing, I wanted to apologize, is what we've been doing is we've been beaming microwaves at your house. And I think that's been interfering with your internet. Sir, Glenn?
You're microwaving from my house.
No. Microwave beams. It's like we're directing a bunch of energy at your house.
Okay.
And I think that's what's wrong with your internet.
And who is this again?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I'm an astronaut. And I'm calling you. I'm calling you from.
All right, Roy. I don't have time for this.
You don't have time for astronauts? Damn it! Are you happy, Katie Baker? I said I'm an astronaut. Damn it! All right. Katie fucked that one up, you guys. I apologize on Katie's behalf. People don't have time for that shit, Katie. So let's call Simone. Simone wants to confirm her tech appointment.
Hello.
Hello, Simone.
May I tell her who's calling?
Well, this is Roy from the internet. I was calling to confirm her tech appointment.
What tech appointment?
Well, for the internet.
Listen, you need to stop calling because I've already called and canceled that appointment. That was for Monday.
Hey, don't yell at me, motherfucker. Okay? You don't have to yell at me. No wonder we had to cancel your service. Aw, she hung up. What was that all about? Somebody does not like this company. Holy crap.
I'm not available right now, so if you would leave me a message, I will return it.
Earl. Let's call Earl. His internet's not working. This is an older one. I think this is from, like, last week. This is from the original list. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Is Earl there? This is Roy from the internet.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want?
Hey.
Regarding what?
I'm calling for Earl. Are you Earl?
No, the wife.
Oh, you're the wife. Okay. Well, I just needed I needed to let Earl know that he's Pornhub's user of the month. So congratulations to Earl. He's Pornhub's user of the month. He's downloaded the most pornography.
Like what?
You know, just porn. Just general pornography.
Huh?
Pornography. Earl downloaded a lot of pornography, and he's the winner. He's the winner of the month. He downloaded the most porn in August. And the month's not even over yet.
Pornography?
What?
Pornography?
Yeah, pornography. You know, naked people.
No. Sorry.
Oh, no. He wins. Earl's the winner.
Oh, did he do that?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Don't have that.
No, he won. He downloaded the most porn, so he's the winner. Congratulations, Earl.
Oh no. Sorry, Earl. Sorry. We're not us for that. Thank you.
So Earl wins. Earl wins the prize. A free meal at Carl's Jr.
No. Thank you so much.
It's a free meal at Carl's Jr., ma'am. It's free food. Why don't you want free food? I don't understand. I think that was Zapruder's idea, sort of. Thanks, Zapruder. Oh, here we go. Here's a lady named Mildred. And holy shit, she lives in the same state that the original Mildred lived in. This lady has to pick up. I don't have a direct link to that song yet. I guess I need to make one. Hello, Mildred?
Yes?
Hey, Mildred, it's Roy from the internet.
Oh, I don't know who you... I don't have no internet.
The phone service, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Telephone.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. I just needed to let you know, the phone number that you have, we're gonna give that to someone else. Someone else needs your phone number. So you're going to get a new phone number.
Me?
Yeah. We're going to give you a phone number in Hawaii. It's going to start with 808.
Oh, no. Oh, why are you doing that to me?
It's not me. There's somebody else. They want your phone number. It's a celebrity. And he says that your phone number spells his name.
I don't want to do that. You tell him I don't want to give my number up. I've had that number ever since I lived here in my house.
Yeah, but you don't get a choice. We're just going to give it away. We're going to give it to this celebrity guy. Because your number actually spells out Carrot Top.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but we're going to change your number. Your number is going to be 808-465.
Wait a minute. I got to get a pen and write it down.
Okay.
808.
Yep. 465.
465.
6969. Or as I like to say, 69. Oh, yeah.
Are you sure you're from...
Yeah, did you just throw your pencil?
No, I just laid it on the table.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounded like you did it really hard, like you're mad or something.
Well, I don't understand this.
Yeah, well, it's just he's a celebrity, so he wants your phone number. But the good news is I picked out a number especially for you. Your phone number... It spells something. Do you want to know what it spells?
Don't matter, I guess.
Well, should I really say it? Because it's obscene.
It's a what?
It's obscene. Like, I made your number. Your new phone number, it spells a bad word.
Well, I don't need that.
Well, nobody will know. I'll just forget I said anything. I won't tell you what I made it spell.
So I'm not going to have my 844 number.
No, that's all gone. That belongs to Carrot Top now. Do you know who Carrot Top is?
Yes.
Yeah, your old number, it spells Carrot Top. But your new number is cooler now, because it spells... Well, no, I don't want to tell you what it spells. It's too bad. It's too obscene. I can't say that to an old lady, you know?
Thank you a lot.
You're welcome. But, I mean, I can tell you if you want.
No, never mind.
Okay. You sound less happy than you did when I first called.
I'm not happy. That's not... I don't believe you that they can just call you and change your telephone number. You don't do it, but they do.
Yeah, well, it's because it's Carrot Top, and he's a renowned celebrity, and everybody loves him. And he wanted the number, because he wants to make it a joke line. Like, you call up Carrot Top, you call up his number, and it tells a joke with a prop.
Well, I have to call all my friends and tell them my number now. They don't know it.
Yeah, well, it'll, you know, if you've got an easy-to-remember number, just let me tell you what your number spells. And you can just tell your friends, guess what? I got a new number, and it spells this.
What is it?
Your number, it spells, I love boobies.
That don't make sense.
But you have to spell love like L-U-V. So, I love boobies. You know?
I don't know.
So your friends aren't going to have a problem remembering your new phone number, because you can just be like, just dial I love boobies on your phone. And there I am.
Okay.
Yay, boobies. You're welcome for that, by the way.
Okay,
well, do you want me to call up any of your friends for you? I could put them on three.
Oh, I'll do it myself, sir.
Well, I can do it. I can put them on the phone, and we'll just all talk together.
No, I'll do it. Thank you.
I have three-way calling here. I can do it. What's the first friend's
phone
number?
No, I'll do it myself.
Oh, let me do it. I want to help.
I said I will do it, sir.
But what if I want to help? I just want to be helpful.
I don't want you to help.
But it would be easier this way.
No, I'll do it myself.
Okay. Did you want a different phone number? I could give you one in, I don't know, Iraq. That would be original. But it wouldn't spell out...
No, thank you.
What, are you racist?
No, I'm not racist, sir. I'll just take the number you gave me. I don't have a choice in the numbers anyway.
It's true. Okay? Well, no, you have a choice. I could give you a local number if you want. But no, I don't. It's kind of cool. I thought it'd be cooler for you to have a Hawaii number. It makes it seem like, you know, you jet around the country all the time, and maybe this is just your summer home or whatever.
Okay, sir, I'm getting another call, okay?
Oh, but I have to tell you something. Your new phone number, it's not compatible with your current phones. You have to get all new phones.
No, I can't do that, sir. I can't do that right now. I guess I'll just do it out of phone calls. I don't have money to do all this right now.
It only works for Orange phones. But we can do a payment plan on all these new phones that you're going to have to buy.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go, okay?
Okay, answer the other phone. Get the other line. Oh, no. Oh, what a racist. Damn old people. Jeez. Aw, Dewdrop. Tell her new phone number is 5. I wish I had done that. It's not sad, Sunshine. Come on. She's going to tell her friend right now, you won't believe this. My new phone number is I Love Boobies. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be the best thing ever. All right, everyone. It's me again, pre-recorded Brad. The live show is over. And I should probably mention that this was a XYZ pre-show, as you probably know. So I went off the air, and XYZ did his show, and he was nice enough to call that old lady and apologize for me. But unfortunately, he fucked it all up and didn't do it right. He screwed up the call, and he didn't get to make the apology. No, really what happened is she just kind of yelled at him a little bit and then hung up. So she got her spunk back. Probably whoever called her talked some sense into her, and they had a good laugh over it. And her friend looked at her telephone keypad and noticed that her new phone number did not spell I love boobies. So everything worked out in the end. I'm sure of it. And unfortunately, XYZ has not put his show up yet, or I would steal the clip from his show and play it on here. So that means you need to go to xyzshow.xyz and listen to his show from August 26th, and you'll get to hear the last call to Mildred. Mildred Friday, as someone in the chat room was calling her earlier today. Hey, let's listen to some voicemails before we
hey,
end
Brad,
the show.
Keegan from Canada calling.
Hey there.
I've been meaning to buy a couple PLA shirts and some propaganda.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for the stars to align on my budget and my job to pick up.
You know what? You can't wait around for stuff like this. You need to go out and make it happen. You need to go out there and just steal money out of a register somewhere, or rob a bank, or snatch a purse or something. You know, you got to figure out some way to get that money for PLA things. PLA things are an important part of your life, so... You know, get your shit together.
I was just listening to the Roofing Jeez. Farm episode, and at the end there, that cutie pie, FOD87, apparently all he had to do was put on his PLA shirt and wear the badge to DEF CON, and then later that night, he's having sex with two guys at the same time.
Yep.
Like, sign me the fuck up, Brad. That's all I have to say, okay?
Bet you feel
and
dumb
you
now.
Get an order for me real soon. Thanks. Cactus.
You know what? Fuck your mortgage, fuck your car payments, fuck your electric bill. When you pay all that stuff off, what do you really have to show for it? Nothing. So that's why you should just sink all your money into the Phone Losers of America.
Hey, Mike, it's Bob from office. I got your cake message. How'd you know I like golf? Listen, we need to start picking around and get this Henderson file locked down. I swear to Christ, if Kowalski gets the account this year, I flip. Wednesday doesn't work for me.
Must be a wrong number.
They don't let me back at the cactus room after what happened last time. Give me a call back. Let's figure this out. Talk to ya.
Yep, must be a wrong number. I don't know what that was about. I wish I knew who Mike was so I could forward him the message.
Mr. Carter, this is Jim Bob of the Impaler.
Hey, Jim Bob.
Hey, do me a favor. Check your email. Shout you a few questions I needed to have answered.
Okay.
Please, and thank you. Great show today,
I'll
by the way.
Get right on that.
Later.
Let me just log right into my email, and I'm sure I can find it easily.
Hey, Roy. It's Nick.
Hey, Nick.
It's Nick Co. Incorporated, and I got some good news for you, bud.
Shit.
So the other board members and I decided to do a Hunger Games, and I won. So now I'm the sole owner of Nick Co. Incorporated.
Woohoo.
And I'd like to extend an invitation to our first annual Coke and Hooker Party.
I'll be there.
You and other guests can come to my Coke and Hooker Party. Bring your own condoms.
Can't wait.
Have a good day, bud.
Bye, Nick.
Hello. This is Roy Cole Roofing.
Can't answer you.
My name's Vic.
It's a voicemail, dummy.
I got a situation here.
Oh, shit.
My buddy said she was over replacing his roof, and then I should call you.
Hmm.
See?
What do you know?
See, I got a cactus that's growing out of my roof, and I want to see what it costs for you to come fix it.
Okay.
I have another problem, because when I was up on my roof, looking at them cactuses, I left my binoculars up there.
I'll
so
grab those
you go
for
ahead
you.
And quote me a price.
Okay.
Find my
Thanks
binoculars.
For calling.
And remove the cacti.
Brad called in. Bye.
Hi, Brad. This is Baz. Long time never
hey,
called.
Hey, Baz.
Hey,
holy shit.
What's this about all the customer service agents who are busy? What kind of service is that?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just really bored. I'm sitting around
Damn
trying
it.
To decide what to do. I figured I could either, one, maybe trim my nose hairs, maybe groom my dog's belly. Oh, I had some thoughts of maybe muting a TV show that I've never seen and making up the dialogue.
Oh, don't
or
get
maybe
too crazy.
Calling the PLA message line. So this is what I try to do.
I think you made the wrong choice.
You know what? This is really, really boring.
Yep.
This is super boring.
What were you thinking?
Bye. Cactus.
Thanks for wasting everyone's time, Baz. Jeez. All right, you guys. I think Baz has pretty much just completely brought down all the energy levels on the show. What's the point of even doing anything more? So I'm going to quit. If you enjoyed today's show, you should support the PLA by going to patreon.com/phonelosers, or better yet, go to phonelosers.org/cactus. And for just $5 a month, you can support the show and get occasional secret shows and videos for the live shows sometimes. Like today's show, there is a video that goes with it. And if you're logged into the website, you can see it. It's pretty exciting. Thank you, Julian, for sponsoring the show today. It's Julian's fault that Mildred, instead of saying funny old lady things, she just got annoyed with me and wanted to hang up. Thanks a lot for that, Julian. Be sure to add Phone Losers on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers, and buy a bunch of PLA shirts for hobos at phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. Share this show as much as you possibly can. Tell all your friends and family about it until they politely ask you to cut it out. If that doesn't happen, you're just not promoting the show properly. So you definitely need to step up your game and do a better job at promoting me. Do you know who Carrot Top is?
Yes.